This is day 11 in our devotional. Again, I want to talk today about overcoming the fear of being ordinary. Overcoming the fear of being ordinary. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 22 says this, "Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no healing for the wound of my people?" Today I'm reacting against a diet that I have been accustomed to consume. I have subscribed to that. It's a diet that is ruining my life. And I believe it is an epidemic that is destroying community and the quality of our lives. I am afraid if we remain passive to this demonic crusade, more lives could be ruined and the degradation of our society will become even permanent. My appetite has been trained to long for the extraordinary. Deep within me, there is a fear of never feeling extraordinary enough to be noticed or to be lovable, to belong, or to cultivate a sense of purpose. In masses, more people are wrestling with the same things, or how to believe that ordinary is enough. We live our lives in the context of a culture that promotes the idea that an ordinary life is a meaningless life, for no added value may flow from it. This is a diet I spoon-fed my soul with. We are being conditioned and domesticated to believe that we are only as good as the number of likes we get on a Facebook post or on Instagram. Humbly, I submit that I too struggle to believe that what I'm going or what I'm doing matters. Perhaps more than most, I struggle with the drive to be and become even extraordinary. And this is a celebrity culture yardstick, I am aware, and that I cannot satiate. But this does not stop the plague from progressing and colonizing my life over and over and over again till I am overcome by it. I know how seductive it is to use the quest for celebrity status to measure the success, quality, and quantity of our lives. I have fed and sat at the table of grandiosity, entitlement, and admiration seeking, and I know how it feels like. Like a nicotine, just a thought and behaviors have caused greater pain and threatened to disconnect me from where I belong. Hence, I pray today, O Lord, you sent venomous snakes among us, vipers that cannot be charmed, and they have bitten your people. O Lord, comforter in sorrow, my heart is faint within me. Listen to the cry of your people from a land far away. Heal our land, O Lord. Deliver us from evil. Amen.